This is VOA News. For your remote, I'm Joe Palca. It's a $900 billion relief bill, and if U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is correct, checks will be mixed in with some of your late Christmas cards in your mailbox, perhaps next week. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
It's finally coming to millions of Americans after Congress finally passes a new $900 billion COVID bill after months of fighting. The bill includes a one-time direct payment of $600 to Americans who earn less than $75,000, $300 weekly unemployment checks, aid to businesses, and resources to vaccinate the nation. What it doesn't include is funding cities and states wanted, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's not as large as Democrats want. It's certainly larger than what many Republicans want. That's the nature of compromise.
He says Democrats will work on a new bill under the incoming Biden administration. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Monday said Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. I'm Julie Walker.
Eurostar trains from London to Paris remained at a standstill for a second day today after France banned all travel from the UK for 48 hours because of a new strain of coronavirus in southern England. At the Eurostar terminal at the station in Paris, no trains were arriving from London, although services were still running in the opposite direction. Redouan El Hassali is a Paris resident, but a UK citizen. He's visiting his parents for Christmas.
I know I'm probably going to be on lockdown for longer than I expected, but I'm ready to spend it with my family since I'm alone here in Paris, so I'd rather be on lockdown there than alone here.
French and British officials are working to resolve the travel ban, which has also led to long traffic queues near the British port of Dover. This